USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Presidential candidate Donald Trump has been indicted. Charges with at least 7 counts involving obstruction of justice, conspiracy, and illegal retention of classified government material. He has been ordered to appear in federal court in Miami, Florida on Tuesday. Trump attorney Jim Trusty on CNN.
He knows he's innocent. He knows this is garbage. He knows there's fundamental flaws with each one of the counts that they're apparently putting in this indictment. And he knows that the whole process, starting from the archivist, was a corrupt and politicized one. So he's not shrinking from the fight. He's disappointed that this is where we are as a country and this is where the Department of Justice is. But you're not going to see him, you know, hide in Scotland. He's going to be ready to handle this case and help his attorneys fight it. And we'll see. It'll make some excitement to see who shows up at the table on Tuesday, I guess.
The man suspected in the 2005 disappearance of Natalie Holloway is now in FBI custody and in the USA. Joran Vandersloot is in Birmingham, Alabama, where he faces fraud extortion charges related to Holloway's disappearance. Holloway disappeared during a trip to Aruba, and her body has never been found. Vandersloot was being held in Peru for the murder of another woman back in 2010. The Supreme Court has ruled in an Alabama case challenging the state's congressional map. In a 5-4 decision authored by Chief Justice John Roberts, the High Court affirmed a lower court decision stating the state's existing map drawn on the 2020 census likely violated Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which prohibits voting practices or procedures that discriminate on the basis of race. Subsequently, the map remains blocked from being used as litigation continues. A California jury has awarded a $63 million verdict against Chevron after finding the oil giant covered up a toxic chemical pit on land purchased by a man who built a house on it in Santa Barbara, California, and was later diagnosed with blood cancer. Kevin Wright built the home in 1985. This is USA News.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Zelgens tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Zelgens can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Zelgens can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Zelgens. Visit Zelgens.com or call 1-844-ZELGENS.
Two Republican presidential candidates are offering mixed reaction to the Department of Justice indictments against presidential candidate Donald Trump.
Former Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson, who is also running for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination, said criminal proceedings against Trump will be too much of a distraction. He said Trump should step down with respect to the office. At the same time, Tim Scott came to Trump's defense, saying the former president has been targeted by a, quote, weaponized federal government. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak signed off on a major economic agreement. The two leaders met in Washington yesterday and signed the Atlantic Declaration, which Sunak described as a first-of-its-kind economic partnership. It's based on artificial intelligence and other commercial endeavors. After the signing, Biden told reporters, "Our economic partnership is an enormous strength." The weather pattern of El Nino has arrived, and it could strengthen in the USA later in the year.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration has declared the arrival of the climate phase that brings higher ocean temperatures near the equator. El Nino occurs about every 2 to 7 years, and it can involve heavier rainfall or droughts to different parts of the world. I'm Dave Collins.
The Panthers pulled off a 3-2 comeback win against the Golden Knights in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final last night. Game 4 is Saturday night. Lance Pry, USA News.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for their news, traffic, weather, sports, and a community connection. It's the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. It's critical that we keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free emergency service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.